Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, grab your pen, your paper. Feel free to pray and sing and praise the Lord with us. Amen. How much do I owe the Lord for dying on Calvary? How much do I owe the Lord for giving me the victory? Unworthy though I may be, He's already proclaimed His love for me. And I owe Him too much, too much, to fail Him now. If it had not been for Jesus, I couldn't have made it this far. Oh, through danger, sea and unseen, oh, He's been mine. Got it done. I stumble, but if I fall, He's always right there to hear my call. And I owe Him too much to fail Him now. Oh, I owe Him too much, too much. Too much, too much, too much, too much, too much to fail Him now. Can't you see how the Lord has blessed us through every trial? He never, never, never left us, and we owe Him too much, too much. Fail Him now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Let's put our minds on the Lord and pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to You, we praise You, and we magnify Your name, O God. We bless Your name, Lord, and we call on You tonight to stop by for just a little while, my God. We are asking You, Lord, to search our hearts. Lord God, lay Your hand upon us. We need a touch from You, Lord Jesus. We need You to move in a mighty way, O God. Send Your anointing right now, Lord, and destroy the yokes of bondage. In the name of Jesus, we need You, Lord, to cover us under Your blood and wash us, Lord, clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Oh, my Lord, we ask, God, that You will incline Your ear to every prayer that is prayed in this hour. Oh, Lord God, and grant the petitions that are requested of each petitioner. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that You will move by Your Spirit, that You will pour out Your Spirit upon us, oh, Lord, and anoint us to do Your will. For without You, we can do nothing. We need You, Lord, to lead, guide, and direct us. We need You, oh, God, to show us the way that You will have us to go. Take us by the hand, Lord, and walk by our side day and night. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, for Your protection to be all around us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, rebuke the evil forces that have risen up against us, Lord. Rebuke every hindering cause. Oh, my God, we know You have the power to tear down strongholds. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that You can do everything, and we are calling on You to plead our cause. Lord, we are calling on You to fight our battles for us. In the name of Jesus, be merciful and save, Lord God. souls that are lost, souls that are gone in the way of error. Oh, my God, those who have gone astray, have mercy tonight and help them to return unto you with their whole hearts, oh, God. Those who don't know you, Lord, we pray for them, my God, that you reveal yourself unto them. Let them know that you are the only true and living God, and there's no other beside you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, manifest yourself in the midst of the atheist and the heathen and the unbeliever. Confound them, Lord, with your power and with your might. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, be glorified in our lives and have your way. Let your name ever be lifted up. And we're praying, God, that you'll look on those who are bereaved of their loved ones. And we're asking you to remember our brother, Elder Barry Johnson, oh, God, and his family, that you will comfort and console them in this time of their bereavement, and all those families and those, oh God, who are grieving over many things. We are asking for comfort and for consolation. Oh, my Lord, be close to them and help them through the difficult time that they're going through. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. And we ask you to bless this broadcast tonight. Let the souls who are listening be blessed in a special way. Be touched, Lord, healed and delivered. Lord God, made free. Oh, Lord, we know you are able to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And, Lord, we believe you right now. Oh, yes, my God, send forth your word tonight. Let your word have free course. Let your word minister unto our souls. Lord, speak directly to us through your word. And we are asking you to anoint the speaker, give her strength in her body, and use her for your service. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now. Count it done. And we say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We thank you for blessing us tonight. We thank you, oh, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, oh, God, for healing, for restoration, for the saving of souls, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now and what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We are asking all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen.
And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and we will be reading the 119th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 119th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Cheryl, for reading that beautiful script psalm. And thank you all again so much for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may also listen in by calling 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And to stop by the Gospel Prayer Mission, 12 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoons and 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday evenings, you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And the Lord is moving and blessing there. So I encourage you, stop by if you need a blessing, if you need a healing, if you need a word of encouragement, stop on by. And we want to read the names from the Gospel Truth prayer list, broadcast prayer list, and added to the prayer list is Pastor Richard Jackson's brother, Sheree Freeman, Elderberry Johnson and family, Maria McBride, Jonathan West, Deacon Alexander Jones, Bruce Williams, Sister Rosa Lee. We want to continue to pray for the Breeze May family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Dr. Alice Tolbert, Brother Steady Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasenga, Ventria Blackshirt, Jermaine Shirley and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill Novellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the Reeves Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the bereaved families, as well as those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have. And if I may, I just want to sing just a small portion of this song. There is something about God's presence. Help me set the atmosphere. Let's send a message to glory, saying, Lord, you're welcome here. If he comes, there will be joy, peace, and good cheer. For he promised he'd wipe away every tear. There's good news, O ye saints, please have no fear. Lift your hands, I can feel that he's here. Someone's on the verge of a blessing. Something good is about to take place. Someone's on the verge of a miracle. If you step out on your faith, someone's on the verge of deliverance. This is the day that you shall be free. Someone's on the verge of a breakthrough. Lift your hands and say, Lord, let it be me. Someone's on the verge of a blessing. Something good is about to take place. Someone's on the verge of a miracle. If you step out on your faith, someone's on the verge of deliverance. Today is the day that you shall be free. Someone's on the verge of a breakthrough. Lift your hands and say, Lord, let it be me. Somebody say, Lord, let it be me. Somebody say, Lord, let it be me. If it's you, say, Lord, let it be me. Oh, Lord, let it be me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we want to also remember to the reason that I was asking that we pray for Elder Barry Johnson and family, if I didn't say it, please forgive me, but his brother passed away, so we want to keep him in our prayers. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord. I bless the Lord, and I'll give honor to whom honor is due. I'm happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast, and thank God for all of you who are also here. May the Lord bless you greatly. I've already received a blessing. Praise the Lord. And also, I'm looking for more blessings. And thank God for that selection. Lord, let it be me. I'm in need of a blessing. I'm in need of a breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want my blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss out on all the benefits that God loads us with daily. And I'm just going to just bring this out and get on out of the way. But I thought about the celebrity Steve Harvey. He had something like an illustration where if you're on Doubt Street or Unfaithful Street or things like that, then you can miss out on your blessings. But you got to get that faith, and you got to believe God. You got to be where God wants you to be so the blessings won't pass you by. Hallelujah.
Right.
And you can say to the Lord what blessing you need and then ask the Lord, let it be me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm just thankful to the Lord at things, and now I'm excited about what God has been doing and how the word of God has been coming forth. So let's get ready to hear from the Lord on tonight. Let us bring our minds in. Let us open our hearts that we may receive the word of the Lord. And now at this time, without further ado, I'm going to present the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes forth, let us pray along with her and for her while she ministers the word of God. At this time, God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. You allowed us to come together to preach the word of God. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will look on the souls out in radio land, that you will touch some heart, draw somebody closer to you, give somebody faith, increase their faith. Let them know that thou art a healer, that you're able to save, that you're able to do everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will bless today, forgive sins, blot out of transgressions, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, we're going to go straight to the Word of God in the book of St. Luke, the 10th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at verse 23. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Glory to God. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Now, this lawyer began
within his heart, he wanted to justify himself, said, Lord, who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the Bible says, and on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. You see, the Samaritan gave to the innkeeper,
yes,
pence, and he gave the host and sent it to him, take care of him. He gave this money to him to take care of this person. And whatsoever thou spendest more, if you spend over what I gave you, then when I come again, I'm going to repay it back to you. Now, in verse 36, it says, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Now, which of these do you think was his neighbor, fell among the thieves? Glory to God. Was it the priest? Was it the Samaritan? Was it the Levite? Which one do you think it was? Okay. Now, Jesus said in verse 36, which now these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. And these scriptures I read, which coincide with my text, talking about God's love. That's my title tonight, God's Love, Part 2. And my theme, do you have the love of God? Sometimes, you know, when we get saved, it's easy to say, I have the love of God, and I have this, and I this, and that. But when the test comes, do that love that you say you have, does it show out? Do it come up out of you so much so that you will help somebody else? Now, this lawyer said trying and tempting Jesus and trying to justify himself, saying, who is my neighbor? Glory to God. And the Lord began to give this parable about the man who was going down to Jerusalem, to Jericho, and he fell among some thieves. And glory to God, they began to rob him and strip him of his raiment and wounded him and departed and left him half dead. They left him. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that came that way. And when that priest saw him, he passed right on by on the other side. Glory to God. You know our faith is going to be tried one day to see if we really have that love of God. And if we have it like the Bible said, using it, or are we hiding it? Glory to God. I'm reminded when I was working at the board, glory to God, I was on my lunch hour, and I began to be running late. So I was rushing to get back into the building so I could clock in. And as I was about to go across the street, there was a man lying in the street in the middle of Federal Street. Hallelujah. And this other sister that was working in the same building I worked in, she was trying to help him up and get him out of the street. And me seeing what was going on, instead of me trying to help her lift him up and get him out of the way of harm's way, I'm saying to myself, I'm running late. I'm going to get in trouble. Hallelujah. And I just went on and went into the building. But later that thing began to condemn me. I felt so bad. Hallelujah. And the word of God began to come to me. Hallelujah. About this neighbor. The Bible said, this young lawyer said, who is my neighbor? I believe a neighbor is a human being. Hallelujah. He don't have to live next door to you to be your neighbor, but he can be a human being just like you and I. And we are required by the love of God to help somebody else, to be merciful unto somebody else. But now we're living in the last days. And the Bible said in St. Matthew 24:13, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. This is the time that we're living in. That's why we got to be sure that we have that love of God rooted deep down in us. And if we don't have it, like the Bible said, we can go to God and ask for more love. Hallelujah. My theme tonight, do you have the love of God? We've got to have it. Like the Bible says, we got to have mercy on somebody else. Look at what God did for us. Jesus had mercy on us, and he drew us in with his bands of mercy. He forgave us of our sins and blotted out of our transgression. That was mercy. That was love. That was compassion. Jesus loved us so that he was willing to die for you and I and this whole wide world. Glory to God. We had to love God and love the human being. We don't have to love the evil that they do. Even if they do get drunk, even if they do lie, even if they do evil and unrighteousness, we still have to love that soul as an individual, a human being. We still have to love them, but we don't have to love the ways that they may have. That's not of God. The Bible says there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Glory to God. We don't have to love their unrighteous ways, but we have to love them and our neighbor as ourselves. We have to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all thy mind, and all thy soul. Glory to God. We got to love him like that. Do you have the love of God? Hallelujah. I had to go and search myself. I had to think about what I had just done. Hallelujah. I could have helped, and for his mercy today. I thank God for that love of God. I begin to grow a little bit in the love of God. I begin to see some things and some ways that I had to let go in order to be like God wants me to be. Do you have the love of God? Do you have him like the Bible says, where you will help your neighbor, where you will put your life on the line for the brethren? Glory to God. A lot of people saying they got the love, but when the time comes to prove their faith, to prove their love, hallelujah, they failed the test. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank God. Thank God he didn't fail the test because he loved us so, and he went on and gave his life. We serve a God that is mighty. The Lord himself is a mighty God. The Lord is a Savior. He loved us so that he saved us. He loved us so that he healed us. Some of the afflictions that was upon us, some of the sicknesses that we were enduring, God healed us. I'm a witness that the love of God healed me. And I'm thankful for that mercy that the Lord showed to me. I'm thankful for how he brought me out. I'm thankful, thankful for what God is doing. We have to learn to love the Lord, just like the Bible said. I'm talking about God's love. I'm not talking about this so worldly love. I'm not talking about no other love but the love of God. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. He loved us. He loved this world. Why can't we love him back? Glory to God. Some are loving everything they can, but they don't love like God told us to love. If we don't love like the word of God say, we are wasting our time. Thank you, Jesus. But God, God's love, do you have the love of God? If you have the love of God, glory to God, you'll do just what God said. For the Father himself loveth you, and because ye have loved me, I believe that I came out from God. These are the words of Jesus. He said in the word of God, hallelujah, in 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love that God has toward us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The only way that you're going to be able to love God, God's got to be in you, not around you, but in you. The word of God said he would be in you, a well of living water, bringing up into life everlasting. We got to have it like the Bible said. We got to love our neighbor. Hallelujah. We got to love the Lord with all our heart and our neighbor as ourselves. Glory to God. We can't neglect the word of God. We cannot ignore the word of God. We have to realize God's love is true. God God's love is right, and we got to have it in order to love one another. If we don't love one
Amen.
Another, we don't have the love of God in us. The word
Amen.
Of God says in 1 John 4:10, he's here in his love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. You see, God, he loved us, and he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. That's why we got to love God. Herein is love, that God gave his only, one and only son, that we might be saved. We got to love him like the word of God says. We got to love the brethren as the word of God says. We got to be willing to lay down our lives for the brethren. The Bible says, if ye have loved one to another, then shall ye be my disciples. So the world will know are his disciples by us loving one another, showing that love toward one and the other. Glory to God. I thank God today. Do you love God? Do you have the love of God? Like the Bible says, said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Glory to God. We got to show some action. Glory to God. The word of God lets us know that when you have that love of God deep down abiding on the inside, you will lay down your life for the brethren. You will do what thus says the Lord. Glory to God. Beloved, to love one another. 1 John 4:11. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. You see, the Lord God is a merciful God. He is a kind God. He is a compassionate God. He is humble. Hallelujah. Meek and long-suffering. We got a way about us. Sometimes we just can't stand. We just don't have no long-suffering. Glory to God. You cross me, and I'm not going to take it no more. But the love of God is long-suffering. He will help you to forbear one another and to forgive one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You have to forgive. If Christ forgave you, then forgive your brother.
Amen.
You can't walk around with a bunch of ill will in your heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. Wishing something bad to happen to him, waiting for something harsh to happen to him, waiting for them to be railed on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you're not going to have that ill will against your brother. You'll pray for him. You'll fast and pray. You'll go before the Lord, and you'll ask the Lord to strengthen him. You'll ask the Lord to forgive them. You'll ask the Lord to have mercy on them. Hallelujah. That's the way it is when you have the real, true love of God abiding
Amen.
On the inside. Glory to God.
Yes.
I just thank God for this word tonight. Somebody need more love, and you can get it tonight. Hallelujah. We are not so strong and so big that we don't need more love. Everybody can use some more love. Hallelujah. recognize them some more. Everybody can move up a little higher. Everybody can draw closer to the Lord. Everybody
yes.
have room for prayer. Everybody have room to humble down. Hallelujah. We're not so well. Glory to God. We're so high-minded. We're ready to be caught up. No, but some more dying that we have to go through down here. Self has to be put to death. You got to give up the right for the wrong. Some people want to be right all the time. They don't never want to accept that they're wrong. And you try to go to them and let them know, but they don't want to hear it. They feel as though, oh, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we got to humble ourselves. And if we do like this Bible says, God will show you that you need more love, or he'll show you that you don't have the love like you supposed to.
Amen.
Glory to God. A human being, we got to love them. I don't care what they did wrong. Look at all the wrong we did. All the things we did before we came to Christ. Hallelujah. I tell you, some of us was messed up. Deep down in sin. Down in Egypt.
Yeah.
Living any old kind of way. Hallelujah. Maybe you didn't do what I did. But you were still in sin. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all sinned and we all came short of the glory of God. But look at God, the merciful God that we serve. He had mercy on us. He forgave us of our sin. He had compassion on us and he drew us in with his bands of love and forgave us of our sins and our unrighteousness. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you have the love of God? Do you have
him? All right.
If you have him, you're going to love your brother. Ain't no way you're going to tell me that you love God, that you have the love of God. And you work in all kinds of unrighteousness and hatefulness and ill will and want your brother to get in trouble. Hallelujah. And want some ill fate to come upon him. You're not going to be like that. You don't have the love of God in you. Hallelujah. The word of God said that the ill will, it worketh no ill. The love of God worketh no ill to his neighbor. That's right. Your neighbor, even to the human beings. They ain't gotta be saved. But you still ain't gonna work no ill, just going out working ill against them. No. We did that when we was in the world. We cut up when we was in the world. We carried on. I tell you, we said everything and did some of everything. But now we on the Lord's side. And if that love of God is in you, you ain't going to be going around devising no wickedness against your brother and sister. And they ain't got to be your brother and sister in the Lord. They could be somebody out in the world. You still ain't going to be working no ill toward them. The Bible says love worketh no ill to his neighbor. We got to continue to have that brotherly love and love everybody. This is a commandment from the Lord. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. St. John 13:34-35. And seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another. with a pure heart, fervently. We can't have no deceit. We can't have no ill will. We can't have no, we certainly can't have no hatred in our hearts. You can't have hatred and love, the love of God at the same time. And if you say you do, something is wrong. Somebody's lying. Because the Bible says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And this is one of his commandments, a new commandment. He said, I give unto you that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. There may be somebody out there that want more love. You need more love to overcome your situation, to overcome that animosity that you got against somebody, that ill will that you got in your heart against somebody. You need help from the Lord. Glory to God. I don't care if somebody trespassed against you. You need to get rid of that ill will. You need to get rid of everything that's contrary to the will of God. And ask God to put the love of God in your heart so you can love your brother, love your sister, your mother, father, whoever it is, your boss, whoever. As long as they are human beings, you got to love them. And at this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. One day we prayed, and one day we sought the Lord. I know I had hatred in my heart against a certain individual, and I couldn't get rid of it. I just carried it around. But as I heard the word of God, something began to take place in my life. I began to break down, glory to God, and give up my way. Give up that hatred I had. And God began to touch my heart, and he began to humble me. And I asked the Lord to forgive me, that I was sorry that I carried that hatred for this one and for that one in my heart. I let it go. I gave it up. And the Lord God Almighty took control and came into my soul. Hallelujah. Give it up. Let it go today. Let it go. Let God, let him come into your life. Let him save you to the uttermost. Let him save you till he take out that animosity. Let him save you till he take out that hatred. Let him save you till he take out the ill will. Hallelujah. And when God gets finished with you, you'll love everybody. You'll love your worst enemy. That's what he did for me. He caused me to love my enemy, the one that fought against me, the one that I had the hatred for. He caused me to love him. Glory to God. Let us pray, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The word today. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thank you, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to love one another. Help today, Lord. Look on that soul that has a heart full of hatred. We pray that you take it out, that you save to the uttermost, that you will fill with the Holy Ghost. Change somebody's mind. Change that heart. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Help them to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, oh Lord. upon our neighbors. Touch them, oh Lord. Help us today. Help us to love them. Help us, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help today, Lord. We know thou art able. Oh my God, change their heart and mind. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call upon your name. We know you can heal and deliver. Help them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the love of God.
Shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of the bandage, Shira Hamid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am so thankful to the Lord for sending that powerful anointed message. And the question is, do you have the love of God? She talked about God's love and the example that Jesus gave when he talked about the Samaritan who didn't even know this man who had fallen among thieves, but he showed the kind of love that we are to have. And the lawyer that went to Jesus and wanted to know about this love and asking who was his neighbor, and he was really seeking to justify himself. No doubt he thought he was okay. He was all right when it came to loving his neighbor as himself. And that's the description. Love thy neighbor thyself. Put yourself right there in that spot. You're the one that fell among thieves, and who is going to help you? So love your neighbor just all like right. You would love your own self. And I truly enjoy this message coming from the Lord. And I want to encourage everyone to please take it in and take it seriously, because we have to have the love of God. We must have it like the Bible says. We have no place or no room for thinking that we have something that we don't. And just like the lawyer thought he had what he needed, Jesus gave it to him in such a way that he tore down all the self-justification. He tore down all the doubt. He tore down all the wondering and not sure uncertainty. He tore it all down by showing him in this parable concerning that Samaritan who went there and took care of this man, that this is the love of God. Hallelujah. I encourage you to grow in the love of God. Maybe you're not where you desire to be. Maybe you're not on the level that you desire to be when it comes to having that love of God. But God is giving us a chance and time to grow to that level where we can love our neighbor as ourselves. And we can have the love of God in us. Again, I just want to say to you, then, may keep preaching the word of God and continue to let the Lord use you and have his way in your life. And I also thank God for the anointed prayer. Praise the Lord. I've been touched. My soul is rejoicing. And at this time, we're going to have some remarks from our other evangelists who are on the line and any other clergy who are also on the broadcast. And everyone is welcome to give remarks if you're on the broadcast tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. Mm-hmm. I'm coming through Evangelist Maybell talking about God's love and asking, do you have the love of God, part two. And this was a very powerful message. And Jesus, he began to give that parable to the lawyer about these men. And one would think that maybe the priest or the Levite would stop and help the man who had been left half dead, because they were holy men. But they saw the man and they passed by on the other side. They shut up their bowels of compassion and didn't even think to help the man. And when I look at this story, this parable, you know, I see us. You know, we were that man one day, you know, falling among thieves. Some of us were naked and wounded and bruised and left for dead, like a thing cast out in the field. And people passed by us. They passed by us when they saw us broken, when they saw us down. They passed by us. But when Jesus saw us, he had compassion on us. And he said, live. He could have said, die. He didn't have to say anything at all. He could have passed by too. But he saw us polluted in our own blood, and he said, live. And I thank God for that kind of love. That kind of love. Like Vanessa began to say, the Samaritan didn't know the man. He didn't know him. But that could have been us. That could have been him.
And we would want somebody to stop and have compassion on us if we were broken down and bruised and wounded, but we see other people and we're like, well, yeah, that could have been us, but it's not, so I'm just going to keep moving. But the love of God, it will cause you. And I enjoyed also the cause you to stop and help someone. And I enjoyed the testimony that Evangelist Maybell began to give about how, you know, the situation that she went through, it brought her to a better place of love. It taught her, she began to grow in that. And that's what the situation is, that I believe that's why they're there, to show us where we are and to show us where we can pull up. And, you know, if we keep on finding ourselves in the same situation, that's on us. But God, he gives us chance after chance. Look, my brother is out, you know, your brother is out here in the street. My sheep are naked. You know, my sheep are wounded. What are you going to do? Gives us chance after chance to get ourselves right. I enjoy the message. I enjoy the word of God. The love of God is so important. We have to have it. Vanessa May, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. God, thank God for the word that came through Vanessa May on this evening. Truly, she preached out of her soul, and she told us the truth. You know, you got to be willing to shoe forth that love. If Christ is in you and you have the Holy Ghost, like you say God filled you with the Holy Ghost, you're going to have that love.
Amen.
The love of God will abound in you.
Amen.
You wouldn't be able to walk past and see somebody down and out and not want to do anything.
Amen.
You would try to do something. I mean, you might not be able to do something, but you that compassion will cause you to want to do something.
Yes,
I just thank God for that word. I tell you, if somebody would have walked past me when I was down and out and just walked on by me and didn't extend a hand, I don't think I would ever want to forgive them. Amen. Unless it be the Lord that comes into my life. But I just thank God, you know, sometimes we do that. We can turn people off from the word of God and from coming to church. We can turn them away. They wouldn't want to be bothered because they'd say, what kind of people are you? You say you save, but you doing this and you doing that. Amen. But I just thank God because that love of God, it has to abound on the inside. And the Bible says to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Amen. And we're supposed to do good. Amen. Do good. I just thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right. It's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I tell you, it'll cut you. It'll pierce you. Amen. It'll make you cry.
Amen.
It'll make that heart tender.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. The word of God. Amen. And we just take the word of God in, live by it. Do as the word of God say. Not just be a hearer of the word, but do the word of God. We will be saved. I just thank God. I'm going to take care of you. And stay. The word of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Any other clergy on the broadcast? What is Sister Rhoda is on? And would like to have something to say?
Yes, yes. I really want to thank God for this powerful message about loving our neighbor. It is very, very true, brethren. This, you can imagine this priest was going to church to preach the powerful message. But his action was different. He didn't care about that wounded man. Look at the Levite. He went to church, maybe was praying like crazy, but the action was different. He never helped that man. These things are happening even today, brethren. You see some men of God, women of God, intercessors, warriors. They do a lot of things in the church, praying, preaching, but it comes from
right.
There's no love. There's no love. Okay, this Samaritan, good Samaritan was really a very good example about the love of God.
Yes.
He was ready to sacrifice his money because of a total stranger.
Yes.
How
yes.
many of us today, Christians, we can do that?
Yes.
Are we ready to sacrifice our love, showing our neighbors,
right.
even strangers, even the worst people think they are bad? Are we ready to share with them? Most of the Christians these days, we have become so mean. We don't want to share anything with anybody. We have become self-centered. May the Lord help each one of us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, you can do everything. You can prophesy. You can pray for the
things,
do miracles. But the greatest thing God wants expects for us is love. The greatest thing is love. God wants us to love each of us, including the worst people who think they are bad. Otherwise, my sisters and my brothers, there's no heaven. Let me give you a short testimony. In Africa, there was this pastor who died for 24 hours. He said when he died, he found himself there. Seven gates. Angels were standing in every gate. The first gate he was allowed to enter. Second gate, third gate. The seventh gate was written love. Then the angel told him, you cannot enter heaven. You lack love. Then the pastor asked the angel, why? Look down there. That elder in your church, you have been hating him. There's no, you can enter heaven. Go back. So he was so blessed. God gave him another chance. He woke up, came back to life. He was crying and went to look for that elder man and ask for forgiveness. How many people can have that kind of chance? When you die, you come back. It can't happen again. So may the Lord help each of us to be true Christians, to be doers of the word. Not only I love Jesus, I praise God, but your actions are different. A lot of hatred in your heart, a lot of meanness. God doesn't help that. May the Lord help each one of us. Thank you so much, woman of God. May God continue to bless you and use you for his glory. Thank you.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for all the remarks and also the words coming through Sister Rhoda. I almost said Evangelist Rhoda. Praise God. And let's just thank God for the word of God once again. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Khadija. Thank you, Hameen. And Sister Rhoda. I tell you, I thank God for the words that she spoke, because that's so true, those exhortations that she gave. That's right. You can do a whole lot of things, and that's what we're finding, too. People are doing a whole lot of things in the church. They're singing, shouting, dancing, preaching, praying, but they don't want to forgive, and they don't love. They don't have that love like they say they do. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We could go ahead and shout. We can go ahead and preach. We could pray. We could speak in tongues. And we could dance up something. But if we don't have the love of God, we're going to find ourselves ending up in hell. Because our salvation is not based on the dance. It's not based on the preaching. It's not based on the speaking in tongues. But it's based on love, charity, and charity abided forever. The preaching is going to cease. The speaking in tongue is going to cease. The dancing is going to cease. All these things is going to come to an end. But if you have that love of God will take you home. Glory to God. So that's what counts today. It's not all of these other things. And people got it mixed up. They kind of mixed up. They think because they could dance up something. And I'm telling you, some of them are out dancing the ones that got the Holy Ghost. I mean, they'll dance up something. And they'll preach up something. They'll out-preach you and I all put together. Glory to God. Has that love of God. They'll walk right Amen. By you as if you're nothing. And turn the nose up at you. But thank God, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. I thank God for that love. At this time, are there any more remarks or anything else to be added? If not, I ask that you pray for me. All of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for me and this prayer mission. And I want to say we'll be back again on Sunday night, at 7 p.m., Lord willing. And we ask that you meet us again Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you. And good night.
I'm scheduled to preach tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock.
Yes. And I'm going to give you that number. She will be preaching for Dr. Pastor Delago. And you can tune in by calling this number, 605-313-4122. And the access code is
8:69 p.m. at 8 o'clock on tomorrow night, Lord willing. Praise the Lord. And also to be here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for prayer. That's it. This brings the broadcast to a close. And I say God bless you and good night.
Amen. God bless you too.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless.